My name is Joan Drummond and I'm the Health Watch Tameside Radio volunteer, and I'm here with Dharmesh Patel for the National Eye Health Week. Why is an eye test so important?
Many reasons. As we all know, our sight is very precious. It helps us live our very independent lives and to enjoy all our day-to-day activities. And a sight test is much more than just making sure that you can see the best, whether or not you need spectacles. As well as that, which is very important, it looks to have a look for any other eye diseases or other general health conditions that might be presenting via the eyes. So we can try to find things which we can manage to prevent sight loss later in life.
Who needs a regular eye test?
Well, the answer actually is everybody. So what we need to be very aware of is that while some people are at more risk than others, the vast majority of people should have an eye examination every 2 years, and that will make sure that we're looking for any potential problems and addressing those at an earliest possible opportunity.
What conditions can be detected by an eye test?
Very many, actually. So we've got the particular group of conditions specific to the eyes, so age-related macular degeneration, glaucoma, cataracts, and then we've got the general health conditions which can also impact on the eyes, like diabetes and high blood pressure, for example.
Are there certain groups which may need more frequent eye tests?
Absolutely. So as I mentioned earlier, everybody should really ideally be looking to have an eye examination every 2 years. Down to individual cases, the professional will give guidance to that, but particularly those people who are over 60 or with a risk factor such as a family history of glaucoma, those people should be seen more frequently with them at greater risk.
Besides regular eye tests, what else can everyone do to take care of their eyesight?
Well, there's many things we can do. In particular, there is the more specific things we can do around making sure we're wearing our eyeglasses and spectacles and contact lenses, because it's very much about maximising our vision. And it's very much clear there's a very strong link between those people who are over 60 and have a fall and are not wearing the appropriate eyewear. And that then causes problems such as hip fractures, which we don't want when we're over 60. But also things like protecting ourselves from exposure to UV from the sun or from sunbeds. We know those lead to early cataracts or other complications with the eye, so sunglasses. And having a very good diet, we know that definitely helps.